With the presidential race getting tighter and voting already underway in some states, the campaign trail is rife with chatter about whether the election process is rigged. Adding to the uncertainty, this is the first presidential election since the Supreme Court struck down a key piece of the landmark Voting Rights Act of 1965. As WNYC's Washington correspondent John O'Connor reports, that has voting advocates preparing for the worst. It's the latest in our election series, Election Land, examining how our democracy works and sometimes doesn't.
Good evening, everyone.
New York City attorney Fernando Baorquez shows his smartphone to a room full of people snacking on empanadas. You can use a phone to order wine or find a date, he says. But this year, people should use their phones for something more important.
This app that we're launching recognizes the new normal, that your smartphone is an extension of you. It should and can be leveraged to promote and protect your right to vote.
But Orquez and his team of legal advocates and computer programmers call the app Cada Voto Cuenta, Spanish for Count Every Vote. It's a free download, and it uses a phone's internet, GPS, and video functions to let people record and report possible voting rights violations. Advocates expect somebody, somewhere, will make it harder for Latino or Black voters every year. But still, this year is different. Juan Cartagena is president of Latino Justice and a longtime voting rights advocate.
The reason why this application is so important is because the tools that voting rights attorneys had for decades, going back to the 1960s, are no longer with us.
That's because this is the first presidential election since the Supreme Court struck down a section of the Voting Rights Act that was designed to keep an eye on places with a history of voter discrimination, including New York. Under the law, states with a history of voting rights violations had to submit new laws and practices to the Justice Department for approval before they took effect. The process was known as preclearance. But in June of 2013, the court said the four-decade-old rule was out of date. The case was called Shelby County versus Holder after the Alabama county that sued to get out from under the Justice Department. The court told Congress to update the law and then come back. Since then, nothing.
Subcommittee on the Constitution and Civil Justice will come to order.
1 month after the decision, Republican lawmakers suggested preclearance was no longer necessary. The law worked the way it was supposed to, they argued, and other provisions of the law were enough. At a hearing, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia said judges can order states to submit plans for approval.
Section 3 authorizes federal courts to impose preclearance requirements on states and political subdivisions that have enacted intentionally discriminatory voting procedures.
Hans von Spakovsky worked at the Justice Department's voting rights section during the George W. Bush administration. Now he's at the Heritage Foundation. Here he is on C-SPAN last year, arguing that Black voters had higher registration and turnout rates than white voters in states that required preclearance.
Congress intended that to only be temporary. It was an emergency provision. It was because of the conditions that were so extraordinary, so bad there. It was only supposed to last 5 years. The conditions in the South have changed. The Jim Crow South is gone.
But voting rights activists say states have been backsliding since Shelby. More than a dozen states have passed laws in recent years that require a photo ID to vote or restrict the location and hours of operation of polling locations.
Voting discrimination and voter suppression, these are problems that are alive and well. We see it every day across our country, and Congress has a duty to respond.
That's Kristen Clark, president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. She says her organization is tracking cases where a local sheriff helped remove voters from the rolls, and election officials moved polling places and precincts, or refused to process thousands of voter registration forms.
We essentially saw the floodgates open, and we saw states moving to put in place discriminatory voting laws that had been blocked when we had the Section 5 preclearance provision in place.
Courts have struck down new voting laws in a handful of states, including North Carolina and Wisconsin. But Democrats say they are frustrated that the Voting Rights Act update is just sitting in committee.
We should be in the business of strengthening democracy in our country. There's no reason why we shouldn't move this legislation.
That's Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez, who represents portions of Brooklyn and Manhattan. Earlier this year, WNYC reported that more than 120,000 Brooklyn voters were purged from the rolls before New York's presidential primary, most of them in Velazquez's district. and Latinos were purged at a higher rate than any other ethnic group. Velazquez asked the Justice Department to monitor the vote in her district last April, but the Justice Department says they no longer have that authority without a court order. As it turns out, there are court orders in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. Cartagena from Latino Justice says that's because New York has a long history of making it tough for immigrants to vote.
Because the scourge of people coming into New York City, the mecca of immigration, you know, Ellis Island, the whole nine yards, was a challenge and a threat to the political powers that be back in the 20s.
Literacy tests that excluded Italian immigrants in the 1920s also prevented Puerto Ricans from voting in the 60s and 70s. Cartagena and other advocates eventually won a 1985 court case that forced election officials to provide ballots in Spanish and have translators available. That victory also required the three New York City counties to submit election changes for preclearance. Cartagena says higher turnout among immigrants is evidence the law worked in New York. He says the Brooklyn purge was a setback that wouldn't have happened if preclearance was still in place.
In all those years, the Voting Rights Act operated very, very efficiently in New York City. We lost that opportunity. We lost that kind of check and balance.
And Cartagena says there's another reason voter protections are so important this year: Donald Trump. The Republican presidential candidate has spent months telling supporters the election is rigged. He told mostly white crowds they should keep an eye on voters in other neighborhoods, implying places where more minorities live.
We're going to watch Pennsylvania. Go down to certain areas and watch and study and make sure other people don't come in and vote five times.
To advocates like Cartagena, that's a signal to Trump supporters to intimidate minority voters and suppress turnout in those communities.
Nothing that Mr. Trump has said today is necessarily new. What is new is his vitriol. What is new is his inability to recognize that the system has been working very, very civilly in so many decades before.
They hope that data from their voting app can help convince Congress to rework the law after the election. For WNYC, I'm John O'Connor in Washington.
WNYC is working with several news organizations to track voting problems on Election Day, and you can help by reporting your voting experience. Sign up now by texting ELECTIONLAND, all one word, to 69866. And this isn't just for New York, it's nationwide. Once again, text ELECTIONLAND to 69866. And thanks.